You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God always let him lead. Whatever faces us, he is all we need. Let go and let God show us the way road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. Well, it's great to be with you for the next 30 minutes, and I think we've got a great show lined up. For starters, today we're going to talk about letting go of regret, which at times may not be easy, but the Lord is there to help. And as we always do, we'll connect that to prayer, because prayer is our solution for everything. There is nothing greater than praying to Jesus at least once a day to build a meaningful relationship with Him. And through prayer, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our troubles and we let Him handle them, letting us live in peace and contentment. My guest today is Mark Riske, who has written a very interesting book, and of course, I will be playing some of my music. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together, we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was faith without proof, and how having faith is us trusting and believing in the Lord without the hard evidence, because that is our faith. On today's show, our topic is letting go of regret. All of us have made mistakes in our lives. We've done things we're not proud of. We've said things we should have never said. And maybe some of us have had a time when we deeply hurt someone, either through our words or our actions. When we dwell on those things almost to the point that we feel stuck, we are not letting go of regret. The simplest way to eliminate regret is to make amends whenever possible. We're estranged from our sibling because we argued about the money left in our parents' estate after their death, and we haven't spoken in years. Surely we can reach out to them and do our best to bury the hatchet. If we do, when we are successful, we are able to let go of the regret. But what about when it's not possible to make amends? Perhaps our last conversation with a family member was not a good one, with us saying horrible and offensive things. But unfortunately, before we had an opportunity to apologize, the person had a heart attack and died. Of course, we even feel worse, wondering how much of the pain we caused contributed to the heart attack. This type of regret is not easy to rid ourselves of. When we feel responsible for something bad happening because of our actions. But guess what? The Lord does not want us carrying that burden. We may have been wrong with what we said, but chances are the person already had health issues and that heart attack was caused by many factors and not our argument. Whenever we are carrying a heavy burden because we feel bad about something in our past, we have to understand that the Lord wants us and expects us to move beyond it. Yes, we should pray and ask for forgiveness, and if it's possible to make amends, we should try, but most importantly, give the burden to our Lord and let Him remove it. In the Bible it says, 1 John chapter 2, verse 27, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This Bible verse supports what I just said. Give those burdens to Jesus and let Him remove them, provided we are sincere and asking for His forgiveness. Understanding how the Lord is always there to help us is another part of living life as a Christian. Today we are talking about letting go of regret and how our Lord does not want us to carry heavy burdens if we are truly sorry for them, but rather to seek His forgiveness. Most of the time, the things we said or did were not done intentionally, but were caused by perhaps a moment of anger, jealousy, or another emotion we allowed to get the best of us. That does not justify our actions or words, but if given a second chance, we realize we would not do it again. Only those who have intentionally done something harmful or hurtful to another, enjoyed it, and would gladly do it again are not worthy of the Lord's forgiveness, and it will not be granted. But when we are aware of what was said or done and deeply regret it, wishing it had never happened, and are sincere in our feelings, the Lord is ready and waiting to unburden us. And when we reach out to Him through prayer, we will be letting go of regret. Make amends when we can, and whether we do or not, seek the Lord's forgiveness, and it will be granted. The first song I'm going to play today is called He Will Provide. When I wrote this song, I thought about my life before I found Jesus, and how after I did and I let Him lead, He was there providing for everything. I was no longer alone, for Jesus was always with me. Please listen now to my song, He Will Provide.
I took the chance and kept true to form, held my stance and weathered the storm. I pushed away those trying to help me. I thought I was strong, but soon found I was wrong, feeling lost and alone, and not where I belong. No need to run, no need to hide. Life isn't done, so just open your eyes. No need to fear, swallow. I thought that I could see which path to choose to fill my destiny. Too confident and too sure of myself, yet weak and on my own, facing the great unknown. Two steps behind, I could have been so.
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Mark Risky is the CEO and founder of Headcount and author of an excellent book for retailers titled Store Traffic is a Gift, which is one of the top 10 books listed in the retail category on Amazon. Well, usually my guests are involved in doing the Lord's work, but with Christmas just days away, I thought it would be fun to talk about something we all do, shop. Mark is going to share some of the secrets of what happens in stores and online when we're shopping. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Let Go and Let God. How are you today?
I am terrific, Art. I'm delighted to be here with you today.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on our show. Mark, your book is written for people who work in retail. But for the rest of us, can you give a simple overview of what Store Traffic is a Gift is about?
Yes, absolutely. Even though, and you're right, the book is written and was written for people who work in retail or operate retail stores. But the idea behind Store Traffic as a Gift is really pretty simple and really relatable to anyone who shops. You see, every day we walk into stores intending to buy something, but often we leave empty-handed. Maybe we couldn't find what we wanted, or we couldn't find anyone to help us, or the checkout line was just too long. So from the shopper's point of view, it's really frustrating. But it's also a problem for the retailer because that's a missed opportunity for them. So what my book does is try to explain and remind retailers how important that store visit is, that store traffic, and how much of a gift it is because it represents real people who came in to buy and or were looking for help. And the thing is that when retailers understand and appreciate this, they can serve those shoppers better, reduce frustration, and really create the kind of store experiences that we all want when we shop.
That is so true. Well, Mark, you know I have a background in retail, and I really enjoyed reading your book. You talk a lot about conversion, turning browsers into buyers. Can you take us behind the scenes a bit? For example, how do retailers use things like store layout, signage, or even online tracking to influence what we buy, especially during busy seasons like Christmas?
Yeah, you know what? Great question, Art. And the truth of the matter is I think people would be surprised at really what goes on behind the scenes in retail stores to try to encourage you to buy. Everything in that store experience, from the way the products are displayed, to how staff are scheduled, to the checkout experience, everything is designed to try to get you to buy. And so that is the whole motivation for what retailers are trying to do behind the scenes, and that is to reduce friction, as it's often called in the business, which simply means, how do we make the shopping experience so great, so compelling that you as a shopper find what you want and successfully consummate that visit in a sale?
Well, that makes perfect sense. Mark, where can we learn more about you and your company, Headcount, or purchase your book, Store Traffic is a Gift?
Well, my team and I have been doing store traffic analytics now for over 20 years. And I invite anyone who's interested to check us out at headcount.com, where we have all kinds of case studies and articles and information. And my new book, Store Traffic is a Gift, is available on Amazon or wherever people love to buy books.
Once again, that's headcount.com. And you've been listening to Mark Risky, CEO of Headcount, and author of Store Traffic is a Gift. Mark, thank you so much for joining us today on Let Go and Let God. Our topic today is letting go of regret. None of us has led a perfect life. The bad decision, the hurtful thing we said or did to a family member, spouse, coworker, or stranger, or the opportunity we took away from someone simply because we were jealous are all regrettable things. And when dealing with regret, we have a choice. We can carry the burden, giving us a heavy heart, or we can accept our mistakes and seek the Lord's forgiveness. This can only happen through prayer. Pray to Jesus and open up to Him, letting Him know exactly how we are feeling, what we regret, what we are sorry about, and how we wish to be rid of this burden. If it's possible to make amends for what we did, pray to Jesus and ask for his help, strength, and guidance to seek out the person and to say the right things. Don't just pray on this once, but as often as we can. And soon, we'll begin to have a different perspective because we will accept whatever we did or said, not feel good about it, but understand that what's done is done, and we will find, with the Lord's help, the ability to move on. Certainly, if we can make amends, that too will help us relieve ourselves of the burden. But whether we can and do, the Lord will still open our eyes to see a clear path of Him forgiving us, and most importantly, us forgiving ourselves, allowing us to move beyond whatever it is that we are regretting. Using prayer in this manner is very powerful, and it doesn't just have to be used for ourselves. Perhaps we are aware of someone who has refused to let go of something they did or said that hurt or harmed someone else. We can pray for them and ask the Lord to guide them, for them to reach out to Him in prayer, allowing Jesus to help them remove their burden. There are so many ways we can use prayer, and the nicest part is when we do, we soon realize how wonderful it is and how effective it is. So as we go through our week, pray to Jesus at least once a day and share with Him whatever is on our minds. Start by telling Him how much we love Him and how grateful we are for all we have. Then pray for others, and finally pray for ourselves. Understanding how powerful prayer can be is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play is an upbeat praise and worship song called Give Music to the Lord. Singing is a great way to praise our God. Please listen out to my song, Give Music to the Lord.
Joy He's bringing. When I hear music, I can't wait to start. My Lord is my salvation. When I'm singing, I praise His name. A joyful acclamation, a chance to truly
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Recapping today's topic, letting go of regret, is something all of us needs to do whenever we are carrying the burden of something we did or said that caused harm or hurt someone. The Lord knows we're not perfect, and as long as we are sorry for our actions, willing to make amends if possible, and most importantly, want to seek the Lord's forgiveness, we can let go of all our regrets, no matter how old they are and how bad whatever took place was. The key is, we have to be willing to ask the Lord for forgiveness and let Him know how sorry we are. Letting go of regret is spiritually healthy because it removes the heavy burden we are carrying and allows Jesus to come into our hearts. For when we do, we live much happier and more peaceful lives. So don't let the little things we regret prevent us from living a good Christian life. If the Lord is willing to forgive us, and He is, then we must be willing to forgive ourselves and move beyond whatever we have been holding on to. Letting go of regret is a practice that any of us who has been holding on to something from the past needs to start today. Just reach out to Jesus through prayer and let the rest happen. And finally, the last song I'm going to play today is an upbeat praise and worship song called He is Lord. This song is another reminder of what my life was like before I found Jesus, and then when I did, how it changed. Please listen now to my song, He is Lord.
I used to wonder why my love just went high, with me wondering why I am here. I used to drift away, living life day after day.
Oh,
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
Week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, The Love of a Child. The love of a young child is one of God's greatest gifts. It's pure, trusting, and given without conditions. A child doesn't hold back, doesn't judge, and doesn't carry the burdens that we as adults often allow to get in the way. When a little one reaches out for us, smiles at us, runs into our arms, we get a glimpse of the kind of love God has for each of his children, simple, honest, and complete. May we learn from that beautiful example, and may we love one another with that same open heart and uncomplicated joy. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. I would like to thank my guest, Mark Riske. And if you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on the show, just log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. I want to wish everyone a very merry and blessed Christmas. May the joy of Christ's birth bring hope to your days and renewed faith to your life. Have a blessed week. And I look forward to seeing you next time right here on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God.